The mood was festive as people listened to a local band play music. The wall behind them was used to project images from the protests in North Dakota. Oahu resident Valley Herrera says she came in support of her two adopted sons, both Apache Indian.
I need to show my support because I love my two sons, and it's important for me for them and me for myself. It's important, not only for Native Americans, but for the human race.
The gathering began with a prayer and blessing from Reno Villarin, who's both Native Hawaiian and Native American.
It's a chant, and there's a rattle, and there's some sage, and I'll use my voice. I'm thinking maybe it's time to do the soulful one, you know, the call of the wolf. We'll do that.
Villarin grew up going back and forth between Oahu and his father's Lummi tribe in Washington State. And while he hasn't traveled to the protests in North Dakota, he knows family members who are there. Some have even had clashes with the police.
I've got family that's there, that's been there. I've got family that have been bitten by the dogs. I feel it's hurtful. But you know what? You need to stand up for the things that are pure. And water is pure. Water's life.
The Standing Rock Sioux tribe opposes the pipeline because they say it would damage sacred cultural sites and drinking water. Many of those opposed to the TMT on Mount Akea have connected with the situation in North Dakota. These struggles sounded familiar to Native Hawaiian activist Andre Perez.
Seeing the same issues that we're struggling against, water struggles, land struggles, jurisdiction and authority. Yeah, whose land is this? Who has the jurisdiction and authority over the land to say that, no, we don't want this to happen on our land?
Perez was one of dozens of people arrested for blocking TMT construction trucks from reaching the summit on Mount Akea last year. He recently came back from a week-long trip to North Dakota. He said it was important for him to go, especially after seeing the outpouring of support from indigenous people at Mount Akea.
A lot of Native Americans came to Mauna Kea, and a lot of Maoris from Aotearoa came to Mauna Kea. So part of our motivation was to reciprocate that solidarity and to give back and say, hey, we're from Hawaii. This is what it's not much, but this is what we're bringing, you know. We're not oblivious to your struggle.
And with temperatures dropping in North Dakota, the camp of protesters is preparing to settle in for winter. Perez is already planning his return trip back to Standing Rock, bringing with him blankets and other supplies. Molly Solomon for HPR News.